and gentlemen, we're fucking back. The Blunt Boys! Beep, 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 beep.
We are back.
We are back. That is the same tune, different times, baby.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see everybody. How's everybody been? Yeah. I hope the listeners... We got a crazy response back. It was nuts. Bill and I went to a couple of functions, and we were hanging out together. And it was crazy to see that people were like, hey, the Blunt Boys are hanging out in public? And granted, the times weren't great, whatever we were doing. But it was one of those moments where I was like, that's pretty cool that we do have like people that were... huge fans, and I'm like, you know what, dude? We need to bring this shit back. We need to come it back full circle.
Come.
Yeah. Just check in with each other. Check in with everybody else. See how they're doing. A lot's changed.
Lot has changed. Yeah. A lot has changed.
You know, we're not the type of guys that look back how long it's been, right? But yeah.
It's been what do you mean? I look back all the time on how long it's been.
Like, okay, dude, was the last time we recorded?
Okay, I want to say...
See, you don't know.
2022.
We could look it up.
2022, right, maybe. We tried to do something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we tried, but I don't know if we ever put it out. So that's the last time. I think it was like 2022. But I always look back on things that, like, you know, maybe it's like good or bad. But I'm like, I remember, you know, when I like fifth grade, you know, like when I used to be, you know, a lot better than what I was now, and I had dreams and hopes and aspirations, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm still
back
that same guy.
Before the world shit down my throat.
That's right. Daddy's changed. Do I still love Snickers?
Daddy's changed. Yeah.
But yeah, no, like it feels good. It feels good to kind of look back and be like, all right, we fumbled the ball a little bit, but now we're back.
I don't think we realized how many people listened to us.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, like I knew people.
It feels so good. That was January 2022.
That's like I said, 2022. That's like, right. That was my
almost 2 years ago, in a couple of months. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, because I remember that one. Like that was, there's a lot of things that we're kind of like hoping for in the new year to kind of get going. Mm-hmm. And then just like anything else, life intervenes.
Hard.
Dude, it's nuts. I had 4 kids in between that time. 4 kids.
Dude, how many times do I have to tell you those aren't your kids?
I know.
He stole them from the park.
I know. I probably should have given them back, but they're so
Look, cute. The kids have been returned. He's just...
Tax write-off.
He's just a little lonely right now.
It's hard. Okay. I'm hard. But it's been good, dude. It's so cool. Like I said, 2022. So now that we're back...
We're in 2023, my boy.
Yes.
We hope everybody listening is feeling good, looking good.
Feeling all right.
Feeling great.
Yeah.
You better be feeling great.
COVID sucked, dude. It took a lot out of everybody.
It did.
Maybe we'll get into it. Maybe we won't. You know we're going to get into it. We're the fucking Blunt Boys.
Damn well we are. Damn well we are. It's, it's.
I mean, don't scare anybody. Like, we're going to talk about other cool stuff. Like, you were talking about something funny earlier. I can't remember. For various reasons.
Well, of course, various reasons. We can't always mention them. Sometimes it's always good. Sometimes it's never bad. I always forget. We do work 9-to-5 jobs, and sometimes people do listen to these things. And they take it pretty seriously.
I was going
to
say that.
Oh, okay.
So I was clicking on some things, but yeah, a couple of people have approached me since we've stopped. And almost like, they're not upset, but they're kind of upset.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... what would you feel if you really liked the podcast and then all of a sudden it just stopped? Probably feel the same.
It's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So it's almost, I guess, yeah, to say
like
we do.
It's a dating thing.
You know? Feel a certain responsibility.
You, red, you know?
Ghosted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feel a certain responsibility to the people that you are intimate with. We're intimate with your ears. That's weird. Is that weird?
It sounds very weird.
It's pretty
weird.
A little sexual.
Because you got a good voice. Bit, yeah. You know, like you got that voice, Big Daddy.
It's like velvet.
Also,
it
creeps in.
It creeps in really hard when you're like, we want to caress your ears. We want to connect. We want to connect you on with you those go. Ears, baby.
I don't know how else to talk. It's strange.
It's
especially when there's like this soft thing, just like
you know what rubbing sucks, though?
There's like a microphone.
You
screen.
Also have those Mickey blue eyes.
Oh,
and then you sound the way you sound.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're lucky.
It's sucked in.
He's a little hard right now.
A little hard, but there's things I would do that I would never do with a female, but I would absolutely do with you if you say the right things. Like you
stares longingly into Artie's eyes.
Longingly into my eyes. Yeah.
you want to go to the buffet at the Red Lobster?
Yeah.
Dude, their biscuits.
But a lot has changed, I feel like. And it is cool that we do have this kind of demand that people do want to kind of. So we do. I'm glad that we are doing this. And this is.
It's kind of funny because it's like when we were posting it, right? When we go to post, you always get to see like how many people listen to an episode, right? And like, or how many times the episode was listened to, right. You know? And like, I guess obviously I just didn't know what the fuck I was looking at, but like, I didn't think we had that many people listening to us, you know, but a lot of people since we stopped continually have mentioned to me, hey, you guys need to pick that back up again.
It's nice.
We miss you.
Yeah. That's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back and we feel a certain responsibility to stay back.
Yeah.
So what do we want to delve into?
Well, there's a lot, I feel like.
Yeah.
The world's been crumbling.
Dude, aliens are real.
The last time we talked in 2022, there was a guy who was running the White House back then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And that dude was jailed recently.
Who?
Trump.
He wasn't jailed.
No, he wasn't jailed.
But he's got a mugshot. Wow.
Of course. Dude, that he looks fucking... I'm sorry to say, bro. If there's any better of a mugshot on the planet, you find it for me.
Looks
like,
good.
Dude, he looks. You're not supposed to make fucking facial expressions, right?
No. Yeah.
And he looks like fucking horrible. Like, what's that word? Harrowing? Harrowing? Mm. Just like.
I was going to say, like Steven Seagal
like. Almost. Right. Like, what's the word? Oh, there's a word. I can't think of it right now. Like blue steel, but like in a different way. Like if Trump had a version of Blue Steel, that's
red
what
iron.
The, you know?
Ooh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, Red Iron? Yeah. No, it's got to be like a recycled cheap aluminum or something. Like
yellow aluminum.
Yeah. Orange aluminum. I'm not making fun of Trump. Oh, yeah, I am. But like, it's okay. He makes fun of everybody.
We make fun of everybody. We got a fucking dementia patient as president now.
Dude.
I kind of miss Trump now. You know, so it's true. I miss that guy.
It's
Trump
crazy.
Was also entertaining to watch, like with his speeches and stuff. He'd rile you the fuck up, you know?
But that's the problem. And like, people are right because, I don't know, we could get political, but we probably shouldn't, but right away. But it's weird.
Dude, like, I voted 8 times for fucking.
You can just tell, like, when someone's on stage, right?
Think about that.
What?
What? I voted 8 times.
Just casually admitting voter fraud. Just.
Don't admit voter fraud on the podcast, dude.
There's no way. Ah, whatever. You know what? Think about it. We live in California.
We live in a state.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I forgot what I was talking about now.
Derailed.
Derailed.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, dude.
It'll come back. We'll just make it all natural.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, last time we talked, Trump was, he just got arrested.
El Presidente.
You know, I think he does have a great mugshot. Mm. It is a great mugshot. But it's also like a trip to see, like, I guess like Hunter Biden got in trouble recently, or he got a golden pass where he could have gotten in trouble, but he didn't. And they kind of gave him like a slap on the wrist. And then a couple days later, I don't know if you guys ever remember this, but like the White House, they found like cocaine, like randomly, like around.
Oh, yeah.
And in my mind,
our country is a fucking joke.
No.
Jesus Christ.
It is.
Like.
Well, like.
But like, fuck yeah. They're raging at the White House right now, dog. Like, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Good for them, dude.
No, not good for them.
Good for
them.
They should. No. They're probably
they
so stressed
hard.
Out.
You know
they
what
work
that means?
Hard at that place.
Dude.
They go through all these security checks. There's like, I'm sure somebody in the break room is just like, you want to do a quick bumper? And then
if somebody's doing lines in the war room, bro, the fucking ship's going down. Like,
I know.
You know, that's like not good.
I know.
It's not
every
good.
5 minutes, like, hey, I'm going to do a quick, like, dude, you just left. Like, all right, I'm going to do a quick one really quick. But after this, we need to look at the defense and how we're gonna fucking
I think when
take care of this.
There's a lack of leadership.
I'll be back.
When there's a vacuum, something fills it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing. It's being filled with stuff. And like, you're right. All kinds of stuff. Like, but I've always had this thought. So if there's a sitting president right now, we have Biden, and you say he's a dementia patient, 'tis true. And
whoa.
He
don't want to get all political.
Do you see the last speech he gave? He told a story that had absolutely nothing to do with what he was supposed to be talking about.
He just straight says things now. That,
and then he told the whole story again, and then thanked everybody, and then fucking left.
No shit.
Unless he's like
this man.
I was like, I was at that point. I was like, bro, like let the man die, dude. Put him in a fucking back room.
Wait. So he
can't.
He sounds like a stand-up comic to me. Like he goes up there and does the same bit. and then reruns it back, and then goes, "All right,
doesn't
y'all
have like
night.
That gangster and then goes, homie like, toothpick my money. Or something?"
It's so funny.
Fucking name. Time. What's his name?
Is that who? With the puppet, Talking about the puppet guy?
I don't remember.
Well, anyway,
just remember. Supposedly, he got like jumped, and then he had some dude, fucking some gangbanger, like help him out. It was one of the stories that he's talking about. And he was like, "Yeah, me and my homie Squirrel, or whatever the fuck the guy's name is. He's got a street name."
Yeah. Dude, yeah, he just like says things that aren't true. He's always said that, but at least other times it was coherent. You know what I mean? Like now they're just not coherent. You know, he just well but it's in front of countries.
I wish I could be incoherent and get a fucking job like that. My God.
Well, yeah. I think about it now. Like, all right, like just recently, like there's just all these things that are like kind of nuts. What's going on around the world? Obviously, and like, you got to give it up for fucking Biden. Whatever he's doing, he's doing.
China,
but
he is the president.
Just recently, another thing came up about. Have you guys ever been to Mexico? Go check it out. They just discovered
aliens.
That's right, dude. The UFO, and
they showed the bodies and X-rays.
And then here's the other thing that was fucking with me. So I was watching that discovery, and I get my news from the source, just like how everybody else, TMZ. And so
MTV,
and a little bit of MTV,
YouTube.
And so I saw that
Facebook news.
And you know, Kev, hold on, I can tell you're a little bit upset about this, but no, but hear me out, buddy. People were taking that and being like, "This is like a real thing," and then they were doing.
Cocaine.
Cake or is it or is it not? And those are hilarious. So to go from like UFOs are like discovered body, like this is like a real, and then of course you have the Mexican president like being like, you know, like this
just
is
like cuddling
this
it.
Is like, he's like, I don't know what he was doing with it. If you watch the footage, a little funky. You're like, dude, just don't do that. But he's holding the, like, you know, and everybody, the internet, you let that loose into the internet, and people were doing cake or not.
Dude, some person was like making little funnel cakes, and he was doing it in the shape of one of those things, and he was flipping it back and forth, pulled them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't look fucking real, bro. Like, you look at the X-rays, and it's like, man.
Hold on. There's one.
Well, you gotta.
They could be, but like I feel like everybody's at the point in time today where it's like if the government could come out and actually show us real shit, and we'd be like, nah.
So wait, are we not agreeing that this is not real, or?
I think aliens are real. I don't think those bodies are.
Let's hear what you have to say. Let's hear what you have to say, Big Daddy.
Oh, me?
You're the only other one.
Like you ask a scientist, right? And like they make you feel kind of dumb because like they always make you feel like got other shit to do. And they asked some scientist the other day, I can't remember his name, but he's like probably lead of research at
some laboratory.
Yeah, and he's flat out real simple.
Scientists
was just
do.
Yeah, just flat out was just like make samples available to everybody.
Yeah,
you know, make samples available to the world. Not a lot, just a tiny bit.
Yeah, you don't need a lot.
Yeah, just a tiny little bit that everybody else can examine, right? Because supposedly they have MRIs and X-rays and shit.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, well, if that's legit, let everybody else do it. You know what I mean? Send it with whoever, and everybody will be respectful. But if you don't do that, then
yeah,
it's kind of weird.
It's more skeptical.
That's super sketch at that point.
Yeah.
Because if it's real, if you're willing to go to that point, right, as a government, here's the actual body. We found them. At least these ones are real, which means they may not be alive now, right? But they were real in the past. If you want to, take samples, right? Like, you're already at that point where you're just like, here's the fucking info. It's earth-shattering, whatever.
Yeah.
Take the samples so that people don't turn around and be like, no, you guys are fucking liars, right? You know?
That's also, like, my thing, too. Like, isn't everybody for science? Like, anybody who's in science or doing something, for, like, in the medical field, you should be for... Like, who's ever, like, deeply passionate for it, you should kind of be, like, open to anything. Like, hey, if you want to do any time, I mean, obviously, it depends on, like, the patient or whatever. If you want to do some kind of testing, but for in this
they should
case,
do tissue
this is
samples.
Just more of, like, a corpse or something or whatever, a mass that, like, appeared. Like, it should be available for testing for everybody so that way we could all kind of benefit from the whatever it is. But again... It does seem, of course, it happens to be in Mexico, where, like, of course, we've all done things in Mexico where things are
a little... Stuff happens.
She said she was a woman, but next thing you know, she's got a bigger penis than me. And next thing you know,
did you hear what they said?
And a hairier butthole.
Yeah.
It's like 1,200 years old. It was like discovered a long time ago. Oh, and then it was like fossilized. They fossilized it or mummified
it. Makes it more
so they were like, they found him in a cave somewhere in like a desert, right? And they were supposedly mummified when they were buried. They got buried. And then because of the desert, it like the atmosphere, you know, desiccated
caked
the
bodies.
And yeah, you know.
Got them all caked up.
Hence, cake or not.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So we know they're supposedly 1,200 years old, but like I said, all this information is coming from the Mexican government, and they don't want, as far as I know, they haven't offered for those things to go out to any other research institutions for MRIs, right, or x-rays, tissue samples, you know, those kinds of things. Like, we do it with other bodies we find. You know, like, hey, here's the newest fucking Neanderthal body. We got to send them from China all the way over to fucking Germany because that's where the Max Planck Institute is, right? And they handle that shit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, why aren't we sending these things somewhere?
It's nuts to me, too, like, to...
They don't have like, tarsals in their hands, dude. It looks weird. They have to, like, fucking
so, like,
rip shit like a squid.
You know, what were you going to say?
No, I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know that guy Jeremy Corbyn? That alien guy that made that.
Oh, yes.
He's on Rogan a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, I think, a tweet. He was like, first of all, who knows? You know what I mean? If there's no samples available, whatever. But he's like, but if, let's just say if it's real, what would their anatomy be used for? It's like often people talk about drones, like drone bodies sent from other places. Like if you're going to send a thing, the speed of light, multiple speeds of light for far distances, you, like, if you could biologically grow a drone, you know, and control it somehow, it's like, that's why their hands would have no bones in them, because they're meant to fit inside of a control mechanism for a ship. You know, like, and then
like, they got back. Bones, but it's like,
you know,
it's like if you were to take our fingers off and turn these things into fingers. So they're longer, right?
But it's stronger, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? What they're using, if it is real.
But they're only like 2 feet tall, right?
I'm just wondering, like, how they jerk off. Like, what do these things do to, like, fucking get the rocks?
Dude, they have
off?
No peepees.
They don't have any genitals.
That's no genitals.
They don't reproduce.
Is it more like their brain thing, where they're like, they
no
get
booty holes?
Brain knowledge, or they're like, oh my god, I'm pulsating on the upstairs in my
right,
mind.
Right, so it's like,
oh, I'm pulsing.
Or it's just like an antenna.
Pretty weird. With my antenna.
That's crazy.
Right. An actual biological computer.
Speaking of pulsating, this is what I shipped out about today, like recently too. Do any of you guys fuck with, and you guys can be honest with me, but maybe this is just me, but do you guys have OnlyFans?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay, good for you guys.
I've been thinking about it though.
And I didn't realize what
people
this thing,
will pay a lot for feet pics.
I didn't realize what this thing was. I mean, don't get me wrong.
What do you mean?
I know what this thing was. But like, I didn't realize how much of a platform.
Oh, how big it is, right?
Yeah, dude.
How much money
how
they
much
make.
How much money they pull from it. How many people that I know that are trying to do like comedy shows on this thing. That but if you can guess how much money is like actually input on fucking in OnlyFans a year. And I think like Matt Rife and like Joe Rogan were talking about this once.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy, the numbers, to see like how much they are able to like gravitate and like fucking pull down off of OnlyFans. And then guess. I think we did pull a number earlier.
500 million.
You know, like it was crazy, ridiculous.
1.2 billion.
You know, dude, we're super close. Almost like 2 billion
goddamn
a year. Dude, off of like,
boys, we gotta sell feet pics.
I know, and it's like, dude, I don't know if I'm down to do it. I'm down to sacrifice. I have cute toes.
Artie's selection of toes.
I think if I were to do a competition,
Artie's dogs.
Artie's dogs.
I don't agree.
Artie's piggies. Ooh.
I don't agree.
Okay.
You know what?
Well, you got
hold
some good
on.
Looking feet, boy.
Hold on.
I know. But
I'm sorry.
What if I were to do a thing where like these? Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear your apology.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, I was gonna say. I keep tapping this thing on the metal, but we gotta just go get pedicures together as boys. Go get the pedis And then we take a look skis at the toesies.
I got a.
Yeah, I've got beautiful feet.
Huh?
I've got beautiful feet.
Prove it. Take your shoes off right now and your socks. Oh, he's doing it. Nice.
Well, no offense. Billy's always. He's been by the.
He's been a beach boy his whole life. Yeah, I was gonna
say, he's basically. He's got that natural.
Look at him wiggle.
Around. He's got that natural pedicure.
Wiggle.
He just goes out to the sand. Lisa does.
She will grab
him. And then he goes out to the salt. You know, goes out to the beach, kind of gets his little, you know.
Yeah. He's got it down. Yeah, you do have some good.
You know
why
what?
Are we all, why are we, put your feet.
Now that we look at Billy.
Dude, I got good gripping power with
Billy.
Him, too.
Before, we used to do this thing where how many times, when is it going to be when Artie's going to talk about feet?
Yeah, I remember that. And
here we are, whatever minute we are in.
Hold on, let's take a look.
Fucking
feet.
We're talking about little patons.
20 minutes.
That did not take long.
20 minutes. I'm pretty sure he was the first one to say feet, too.
I think so.
I was.
With OnlyFans. You were.
I talked about OnlyFans because of how much money.
That was probably Billy. Billy saying
this. And then Billy was like, man, people sell feet. All right, listen.
But look,
already floated the idea of, you know, selling some feet pics.
All right.
Looking at all our feet right now.
Stop.
Billy probably has.
All right, let's see your feet. Come on. Get them out. Stop. Come on.
All right, the other
day. Let's see them dogs.
No, dude. No. The other day, I was at a staff meeting. It was weird. Everybody showing up in like flip-flops.
No shoes.
Yeah, and I felt so uncomfortable.
Why?
Sitting there.
All those feet?
No.
You just wanted to lick them, didn't you? It's like a...
Here's the kicker.
Oh, fuck, Billy.
Majority of them were all dudes and doctors. So I'm sitting there looking at all these dudes and fucking...
You just couldn't help yourself.
I could not. And some of them, I could tell, I'm like, you're a golfer.
What?
How? And you could tell he's like,
how?
Yeah, I do. And I'm like, hell yeah, you do, doc. I could tell. I could see.
Did you
sock tan?
Whisper it in a guttural way like that.
We're watching a presentation. Damn right we are. Blue Cross.
Yeah, you go.
Blue Cross is over there talking about their newest insurance claims. And we're like, yeah.
Whatever.
Shut the fuck up.
It's free fucking lunch.
Listen, you know, bitch. He plays golf.
We're fucking broing out right now.
It was funny. I was like, man, you could tell. But like, all these dudes are walking around, and you could tell they're on their off day. Like. They didn't want to be there any more than I did. And I had to be there on my lunch break. So I was like, damn, dog. I don't want to be here any more than y'all do. But like I said, the feats, they haunt me. 22 minutes in, we're talking about it. Well, I thought it was nuts. Yeah, OnlyFans. Only fucking...
Dude, that was crazy.
How much were they pulled
down? $2 billion.
Recently, I did want to go to...
it makes sense, though. Porn is a pretty...
I mean, it is.
Pretty big industry.
I really wanted to recently head out to the land of the lost. If you guys have never heard of it, Fear and Loathing. Hence, I want to go to Vegas. And Vegas, I heard
recently. Did they just get robbed?
What the fuck did you just say? What the fuck was that?
I want to go to the land of the lost. Hence, Fear and Loathing. If you guys have ever heard of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hence, the movie. Hence, the book.
Hence...
is
Viva
Vegas.
Las
Got
Vegas.
It. I'm with you now. My bad. That
Viva
was on me.
The
Vegas.
Strip. They just got fucking robbed. Didn't they?
They're hacked right now.
Yeah.
Cyber.
It's wild, bro.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah, what does it mean when they say they're losing $11 million a day? How?
Good for them. They fucking owe everybody money.
Because every minute that they're open, right, is time that somebody could be in there gambling and spending money on them.
So they're closed?
And whatever the fucking system did, it fucked all of like their electronic gambling up.
Oh, so they're losing a lot of money every day.
So, like, they still got card tables, right? Dice, that kind of shit. But, like,
hookers.
The fucking slots... People just sit there and
cocaine.
Just
you know what that means. We gotta go to Chumash.
Barracudas.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that means. That also being said, what are you guys doing tonight? We're going to Chumash. We're gonna tally up the boys. No, you gotta go to a dinner.
Yeah, I do.
This is
at Chumash.
Life has it feels good though. Like life has kind of did the whole full circle, kind of back into what we are doing now for a minute. I was a little bit afraid. I was petrified.
But what?
I didn't think you guys would be there by my side. Yeah. But then I thought about how many nights
you spent alone.
But I grew strong.
Very nice.
You knew you could carry on.
I could
and
carry
he tried on a few
on.
Thongs. Yeah.
And we are back.
From outer space. Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to talk about a thing.
The other day,
so good.
There was this thing, launch from SpaceX.
Yeah, there was this thing.
Yeah, so I was sitting right here. We're in the room that we're in, and like I was paying a bill on the computer, and I have this app on my phone, and it's called Launch Now, and it tells me when launches go off throughout like the world, India, China, Russia too. There's things popping That's so off cool. the globe every
are these
day.
Satellites multiple or just times launches? A day. Like what kind of launches are these?
Some payloads, a lot of Chinese payloads, they don't say. They're unspecified.
That's cool.
You know?
Fun. But you get a chance to see these launches.
Yeah.
Space laser.
But
that's pretty dope, dude.
Yeah. And
a spacer.
The American ones will identify themselves. And these are SpaceX
or Lace.
Starlink satellites.
Yeah.
So this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was at Vandenberg, and it went off around 1 in the morning, 12:40, 50 a.m. And sitting right here, I could just I could see the fire trail. Mm-hmm. I got a little video of it on my phone. And I pulled it up on YouTube because I've subscribed to SpaceX on YouTube and they'll live stream it. And they have a really good stream. They've always had a really good live stream. And there's other people that have really good streams too. And so I was sitting here and I was glad I caught it. And then it disappeared across the window and it was gone. And I was just sitting there and I went back to what I was doing. And all of a sudden I just heard boom, boom. Yeah, and I was like, but it was like weird, like loud, loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the stream, and then all these people on the chat were saying, oh, I'm in San Diego, you know, I'm in Ventura, oh, I'm in Santa Barbara. You know, I just heard that, like, whoa, Sonic that's crazy. Yeah,
whatever it was.
Oh. Yeah. And I put the city, and somebody like just liked it or something. But yeah, it's crazy, like, when the weather's right. Because it came from the booster, the first stage, which takes it to like the upper atmosphere, and then it launches into the second stage, right? So that original booster that used to crash into the ocean, now SpaceX relands it. So this one landed right off the coast, I guess, and mm-hmm. I guess the weather was right and the water was right, and dude, the sound just carried like big time, shook everybody's windows. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Like, especially, like, for you, man. Like, a lot has changed since the Blunt Boys have come together and, like, disbanded. But, like, now that we're back, like, you were saying, like, you were doing, while all this was going down before this, you were doing bills. Like, you were doing, like, you were paying bills.
Yeah.
You know? And it's funny, like, I was talking to you, like, last night about this. And you're like, it's weird, like you have a different, like, mindset now. Like, especially since 2022. From where we're at to like where we are now,
it's pretty dope. It's pretty awesome.
And like you have like your own spot, your own sanctuary.
Heck yes.
And it's cool, you know, like you, and it's cool because, you know, like you're with you know, you're the love of your life, and it's awesome to like you guys can. And it's funny that you like during that time, like, you know, paying bills, and again, you look out in that like very moment and you hear this fucking boom, and it's fucking dope, and like it's nuts, like,
yeah,
it
was cool,
kind of like surreal. A full circle kind of moment, man.
Little surreal,
because you have to remember, like, when we were first doing this too, like you had this little like app, like star app.
Yes.
And you would kind of know like the consonants,
sky view.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you kind of knew like where all the stars were going to be at, and like we would kind of do this thing like where we would. And like, I mean, yeah, we were recording out of bills, I think, at the time, mm-hmm. too. And like that was like, that's great. Like, I remember, like, but I think it's just cool to kind of see the longevity in like our friendship, but also just the shit that we're still kind of interested in, and the shit that we're still like, what a trip that it's like, oh man, it is. It's nice. It is nice.
You grow up slowly, but you grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time like, doesn't stop.
We're going through some of your shit the other night. Yeah. Yeah. Kev had said, he was like, don't go through some of those boxes, because I had a crazy addiction at one point, and I was like, oh man, and I was hoping for porn, you know, It wasn't porn, it was fucking comic books.
Yeah. Dude. Shut the fuck up. Why Pokemon the cards? Fuck would you say that?
But to me, I was hoping for like fucking, you know, some like, some nice Playboys back in 18, you know, like some.
Listen. From the 1800s,
dude. I love my uncle Chris, dude, fucking I love that guy. But I told him, if he ever passes, I want your Playboy collection, dude. He has every, and I mean, whatever, you know, he don't listen. He don't even have ears anymore, I don't think. But dude, like this thing.
Cut him off.
he would have stacks on stacks on stacks. Like I thought he had like the Sports Illustrated. No. He was a better man.
He was Van Gogh.
Tysoned it? He had someone bite him off?
No. Anyways, guys, best collection I've ever had. But dude, I thought it was hilarious.
So you do have it.
Space porn.
I don't have it. Not yet. But I've ever seen. Best collection I've ever seen.
I was telling Artie I had this weird addiction as a kid, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us. I'm ready. Okay. Hit us with it. Hold on.
I got to set the mood.
What?
I love Kevin.
Should I be worried?
We all know Kevin. Where's my helmet? But you know Kev. You know how Kevin thought as, like, how he thinks now. But you can imagine him as, like, a little titan, a little Kev, a little nugget, how he thinks then.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's always, like, I'm not going to lie. I feel like he's, like, 10 years, almost like Kid Cudi, like, where he's, like, 10 years ahead, where his thought process is, where he's, like, arguing with you again, like, the car doesn't start because of the wheels. It fucking starts because of the engine type of thing, you know? But, dude. When Kevin told me this.
What?
Okay, thank you for that intro. I just, like, go through people's shit, dude.
That's not that bad. No. I was expecting some weird shit, but, no, like... It gets worse.
Going through people's shit.
No, it was bad.
What, like, you're, like, sifting through the toilet? It's
not bad. I am thorough.
What do you fucking mean?
It was a game. Like, say you walk into a room. You count how many things you get to go through. Dresser.
What?
Table. Yeah. Nightstand.
Underwear drawer.
How old were you when you were doing this?
I don't know.
Still do it, Bill.
I'm 32 now, man.
I have my own stuff to go through now, but, like, I don't know, like 8, 7.
But you remember that mysterious, 9, like, you 10, remember that 10. Feeling, though, right?
Yeah, just like, because you would find things that you didn't know what the fuck it was. Oh, sometimes.
Like dildos.
Yeah.
You found one, didn't you?
No, I found like this douche one time and I didn't know what the fuck it was.
What the fuck is this?
Like, what the fuck is this shape thing? It was strange.
Billy knew right away. Like dildos.
Yeah. But like you find so many things that people hide.
Mom's got a lightsaber.
You know, and then you look at that person when, like, say you got to use the bathroom upstairs in somebody's room and like, no, you didn't give a fuck. So I'd go through all the drawers in the bathroom. You know what I mean? You'd see people's medicine. You'd see people.
So was it like the act of doing it that you enjoyed? Because like, what do you think you're going to. So it wasn't like.
Hold on. I don't think that. I had to think about this too.
Because if somebody walked in and be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going through this drawer.
But.
Just straight up with it.
Yeah. They're like, don't do that. Go away. Okay.
Okay.
I'm in here. So
I always felt like when you would like. Okay,
I guess so. It's not that
like you wouldn't care about. It's I think that you would hold the object, or look at the object, or in my opinion, smell the object. You know, and you're like thinking.
You think I was smelling douches?
Not douches.
I think you took a little whiff.
But
no, it was in a package. It was unopened. You don't save a douche after you use it, right?
I do know what it was like to be like when I was like 8 going through like someone's drawers and like finding like underwear or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
So like if you
can't remember that specifically.
We all can't remember that specifically, but like we all remember like that.
I could see.
Like that that feeling. Mm-hmm. And it being like I remember like where you would look at the person and imagine, I don't know, but maybe this is me, but
Artie was fucking horny.
I wasn't horny. No, not at all.
He didn't understand at that point in time. It's like you're too young to understand. Time, like, you know.
There was all right.
What are these feelings?
There was. I'll never forget, dude. Like I lived in a neighborhood with this girl that ended up marrying one of our good friends, and she had a lot of hot sisters. Right? Ooh. Hot sisters, dude. Okay. Super hot sisters. And there would be times, man, where they would lay out.
Were they hot?
They were hot. They would lay out.
Even
dude.
On a cold day, they were hot.
Dude, spicy.
Super hot.
like volcanoes.
Can you let me finish?
Oh, that reminds me of a story. Okay, never mind.
So like they would like lay out like on the driveway, and I would always be like, man, dude, I wonder.
Don't they have a backyard?
When the night? No, but like the backyard. No. The backyard was like the way it was crazy.
Filled with trash.
If you were to like kind of lay out in like our neighborhood, you would think the same thing. Like, oh, then the backyard has more. Like, no, 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 dude. Like your driveway definitely has like more just sun hitting it. And like I'll never forget that time, dude, watching these chicks lay out, and to me I was thinking, man, I wonder what those beach towels smell like, you know what I mean? After whoa. Okay, well, listen, okay,
not the person,
not
the beach towel,
the towel specifically, the towel.
I wonder what they,
not the woman, like, on it,
you know, because again, person. I was 8.
Yeah,
I wasn't,
so we don't know.
There was this strange video, you know that guy Aiden Ross?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I heard about
this. He's a streamer. He, like, streams.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, yeah.
I see him on Twitter.
As they do.
For some reason. A lot. And he had Andrew Tate on his podcast.
Hmm.
Didn't that dude get arrested in, like, Bosnia or some shit?
He's out now and nothing happened. Like,
oh.
So I don't think anything happened yet. Maybe it's still ongoing, but I'm not sure. But anyway, Tate got up to go somewhere. And as soon as he left the room, Aiden Ross gets on his knees and sniffs the chair.
What the fuck?
Yeah, where he was sitting. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Maybe he was doing it for clout. Maybe he was doing it as a joke.
What? God, well, why do you want that kind of clout? Sniffing fucking ass chairs.
Well, maybe, like, it's a joke because he's giving homage to a guy who you maybe look up to or something. I don't know.
There's things you do because you have to do them. There's things
like
you
I
do
said,
because
guys
you
are weird.
Want to do them.
Exactly.
He definitely wanted to do that.
You can do a lot of things for money, but...
What, you think Tate was like, hey, I'll give you $2,000 if you sniff my chair when I get up?
I am not sure. I don't know, but the thing is, you can only do a thing once, because it means a thing. It means something. Things mean things. Like, things are getting away from that, I think.
Oh, no. He's
like, getting deep. Things are getting away from the things.
Like, people just think acts don't mean stuff anymore. It's like, you sniffed another dude's chair. You weren't even drunk. Like, if you were drunk or under the influence somehow, I get it. But he was not. I don't know. Maybe he was.
That's fucking weird.
I already went to the bathroom.
That is fucking weird. Why?
That's what I'm saying. So you can only do a thing once to me.
He's simping for Tate.
So now if he ever sniffs a chair again, I'm like, okay. You sniff chairs.
No, I feel like now he has to do it again to make it like a normal thing.
I don't fuck.
Right?
I don't know.
But like only men.
Look, here's the thing. He can sniff my chair when I leave if he'll give me money for it. But it's not the other way around.
True.
If he ever hears this, respect to Aiden Ross. Respect to Hustle, but...
Bro, you be sniffing a chair. What the fuck?
You remember the Island Boys?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the videos that they started putting out? You want to say it? You want to say it? Little geese.
Little geese?
Little geese sing each other on the mouth for money on OnlyFans. What the fuck? What the fuck is that, dude?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Acts. Mm-hmm. Things that you
they're
can only
sell,
do
they're
once.
They're selling themselves because they know it's going to get them cash.
But there's what's, you know, sacred? What's the opposite, the antonym of sacred? Sacrilege?
Unholy?
Sacrilege.
Sacrilegious?
Yeah, something like that, where, like, it's, even if it doesn't have a specific religion, it's just wrong. Like, it's just wrong. That is one of those things.
And it's funny, because it really shows what kind of a person you actually are, right?
Yeah. It's sad, honestly. Sorry I brought it up, but...
Oh, I don't care. It's not me. I would never do that. I'd take pictures of my feet, but...
Or Artie's feet. So we're going to go get pedicures together. You down?
Wait, did anyone smell my chair while I was gone?
No.
Okay. I farted on it, though.
That's why you left? This guy, I'm glad you're honest.
Sorry.
First thing out of his mouth, he's sitting there pooping, and he's like, I wonder if anyone's going to sniff my feet while I'm over here.
So we're all getting pedis?
Yep.
When?
I don't know.
Tomorrow.
I heard about this. Let me ask you guys' opinion about this.
About petties?
I do have a no. This is a thing that I heard recently, and it's an argument that my buddy has gotten into with his spouse. He went putting
it
recently.
Putting it in the butthole is not an accident.
It's not. It's not. But if it slides in, we allow it to. Anyways.
We're going to stop that talk.
Okay.
Move on. Yeah. Carry on.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My buddy, who's in a committed relationship, he goes, yeah, I went with this gal.
Non-committed relationship.
Oh.
His non-committed marriage.
He is in a committed relationship. Did I say non-committed?
I don't know.
No,
sorry.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't. Stupid. It's just.
You guys are idiots.
Committed, really. You would imagine that, you know, committed.
Anyways. Right. He said he took a gal out to a comedy show, and he showed up an hour early to the comedy show.
He took his gal out.
No. Took a gal out.
I'm with you.
Is so right away, I asked him a little sketch. Like, why did you not want to take your gal that you're committed with?
Yeah,
he was like, we were arguing at the time, and I just didn't want to do it. And I was like, sketchy.
At the start. That's where we're starting.
That's where I started, right? He's like, we got there an hour early, so we had
an hour to kill.
Well, down the street, they did this thing where they had a pedicure spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your toesies rubbed.
Oh, good. Took a good gander.
And he did take a gander.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. He went downtown.
Oh, no.
Got his feetsies rubbed with this gal, who's not his gal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Gal number two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, what color should I pick? And he picks out the color.
Mm.
Right. That's not that bad. Colors are everywhere.
Well, I think there's a few mistakes that he's already made.
Right.
Before he's even stepped down and even asked what color is the color.
Are they engaged? Him and his lady?
Oh, they're married now.
Oh.
To each their own. Continue. To each their own. Yeah.
I have no idea whatever that means. But anyways, there are times where we go out to... I know.
It is what it is.
There are times where we go out and we'll go do a comedy show. And she'll be like, is so-and-so there? And I'll be like, yeah, so-and-so is going to be there. Why are you so upset that she's there? And she goes, I don't like her. And I'm like, why? And she goes,
my husband's fucking her.
She likes cherry red toes. And I was like, hey, those are good toes. It's better than...
Interesting.
You tread lightly.
They have thought about that before.
Yeah. French.
That is a focal point.
It is.
Cherry red toes. Toys. Toes. Feets. Piglets.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry red.
What do you have to say? You're just saying words. What are you saying about cherry toes?
I'm having a little bit of a stroke.
I think what you're doing is you have these perfect cherry red toes in your head. And...
thinking about them.
Yeah. I get it. Got you in glitch mode.
That's dude, why she doesn't like him?
Hard segue. Mitch McConnell. Calling him Glitch McConnell.
What?
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, the guy. You didn't see him?
No, let's hear about it.
He just like froze on the screen. Like he was giving a speech.
Shut the fuck up.
And he just froze for 20 minutes. No? You guys want to see a video? We got live internet now, boys.
Oh, shit.
Continue talking about
it. Hit that shit. Yeah.
But wait. So
who's Glitch McConnell?
So she's not mad about the fact that her husband's out probably fucking another woman.
Well, I mean, it's just more of like a...
But she's upset that she likes cherry red toes.
Conversation with him. There's always a conversation. Every time I try to leave, someone keeps pulling me back.
Shout out Jay Wilder.
Well, you know, Glitch McDonald, hence Mitch McDonald.
Watch it.
Isn't that the clown from
McDonald's? The way
McDonald's?
You said it made it sound like she.
Like Mitch McConnell freezing. Look at that face for you, guy. Everybody in the government has dementia. Not everybody.
So explain this video to me like I'm 12. If that makes sense.
There it is. Dude, I love how the cameraman zooms right in. Oh, yeah, okay, So what we're looking at is he's just talking and all of a sudden the camera just zooms in really slowly. He's talking about immigration.
He does not look good at all, bro.
Yep. His mouth just kind of hangs a little bit open.
Stroke.
Look at those eyes. Look at those eyes on him.
No.
Okay, so go to YouTube if you want.
Is he having a stroke?
Look at, see, that's not right, right?
Is he having a stroke?
See, what we're looking at right now is, it's almost like his eyes are almost rolling in the back of his head. This is Mitch McConnell. And now his team is grabbing him by the arm, asking him if he'd like to step back, step away from the podium. And he said, yeah, and now he's walking away. Yeah, so he froze for about 19 seconds or 16 seconds or something like that.
That man is fucking gone, dude. How does he still have a government position?
So he went to the doctor, and I guess he had a fall recently. Boom, another sign, another red flag.
Yeah.
It is a red flag.
So as a healthcare provider, sometimes you do these
checks,
assessments, and you get points or minus points for the risk factors involved in your assessment. Mm-hmm. Some of those are your ability to mobilize your body in a safe way. And if you cannot do that, you lose points rapidly. And one telltale sign is you ask people, have you fallen in the last 3 months, 2 months, month, whatever.
How many? When's the last time?
What?
When's the last time he's fallen?
Yeah, he fell. I'm not sure. It was a couple months, like maybe a month or two ago. Yeah. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, he's just recovering from a concussion from falling. At 80 whatever years old.
That would have split his head open, bro.
Maybe. You know, or maybe he didn't land on his head, but he still got a concussion. And he was dehydrated, and that's what that led to. He does this one or two other times. He freezes like this. Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, this is what concerns me.
Nancy Pelosi's running again.
We all should be
Diane
running.
Diane Feinstein's not stepping down.
Now, right? Pelosi?
I don't think so.
The last thing I saw at the Senate... the last little Senate hearing they had with her.
Maybe she had bunion surgery.
She was trying to talk, but she couldn't. Like, she couldn't get the fucking words out.
Are you thinking about Feinstein?
No, Pelosi. Because Pelosi's the one from San Francisco, right? Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it's like watching grandma have a little dementia moment, you know?
Well, I mean... We are terrible with when it comes down to being political. Because I got a D in history, and then a C.
Oh, that's no excuse.
Politics are easy.
So here's the thing. Twitter turned into X, right? That's right. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
X.
Elon Musk bought it.
Is he going to give it to you?
Me?
Is X going to give it to you?
We're buds.
So wait, what is this whole thing, Twitter turned into X? What is that?
So Twitter... formerly known as Twitter, is now X.
Why?
If you download it on your phone, it turned... Because that's his idea. He's going to have an app that's called the Everything app.
Oh.
And you're going to go there for everything. News, finance. Right? It's like, why have a shitload of different apps when you... And it'll probably end up being apps within apps. Like the Ethereum network, kind of. You know, that coin works. There's coins inside of the Ethereum network. But you can buy Ethereum... But you can also buy another token that is inside that network. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be like that. Like you can play Tetris in the Meta VR world, right? But you can also play Tetris on Steam.
VR, I'm going to troll motherfuckers so hard.
For what?
No, anything.
Yeah. There is VR, but you gotta get it. I don't know. I think it's gonna end up being like Ray Bradbury. Like, all the walls in your room are gonna be screens.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not something you have to strap on your head or anything. Because I feel like that's confining for people. To, wear a thing for any amount of time, you can't really...
It really depends.
How long are you playing Starfield right now?
Bro, hours.
Right. Yeah. Can you keep a VR headset on for hours?
Probably
not comfortably. You'd have to get off and refocus your eyes and go pee maybe and
But that's the thing, if something is enjoyable, right? You'll sit through that. Oh, the headset's not sitting where I want it to sit, right? Or you'll figure it out.
Right.
I
guess, but what I'm saying is the whole entire setup to me ergonomically is not ready yet.
No, it's way too expensive.
We're going to have a spectrum of how you can control things. Say you don't want to run or you can't run in the game, but you still want to shoot with a life-size gun in your hand. Right? Or say you don't even want to do that. You just want to use a controller in the VR world. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But anyway, I brought up X because if you subscribe or if you like pay your $8 or whatever, if you do it on your phone, you go through the Apple App Store, it's $11. But if you go through online through the X.com or whatever, it's $8. Like you said it was, and they charge you more. But anyway, you can kind of tailor fit it a little better now. And you just get real-time news. Like, I guess, like, some people are going to have their opinions about it, but, like, you can follow people who have chose to stay on the app, and you get the unfiltered. You can either, you can even subscribe to people now specifically that you want to give money to. You know, and, like, people are now getting monetized on X, which is, like, a big step. You know, so you want to add to, you want to add to a community that wants to be truthful, right? And like, hopefully people will want to pay money to people who are truthful that provide news, and not just who inflame them and make them mad on you know, X or Twitter, you know, and you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's where I go to and see a lot of stuff and like stay current on things, you know, especially like what's going on around the border and stuff. Like, it's kind of crazy.
That's funny. Like, it's like, I probably should do a little bit more of a better job with that. You know, I don't, for me, it's like NPR. I listen to NPR, and to me, is that's like my data quant. That's my data quant, you know, like where they just shoot all this information to me. It's usually in the morning, and they just try to rambunctious it with like as much info as they can between seven.
It's just straight or
like
news.
six a.m. to like seven. Because that's the time I like drive, you know. They're just gonna shoot me with all this info, and it's really pretty cool sometimes because I like listening to it because they go from like different areas of the world, and they go, and here we are with Brian with NPR, and Brian's like, "Hello, how are you guys? I'm coming from," he's coming from like all over the world, and but there are times where I'm like, I wonder if this is like, I probably should not. There is no other way that I listen or stay connected with it.
Right. See, so now,
for me, like, I know Twitter X is like one of those things where you can be kind of connected with it and kind of.
So imagine the scenario: you're in your car, and you know Brian's. Hey, how are you? And you don't want to hear Brian because fuck Brian for whatever reason.
But I like Brian.
Hypothetically.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Not fuck Brian. Brian's probably a cool guy, but like
he's a great guy.
Yeah. So
fuck Brian.
I'd fucking have beer.
But say you say somebody is like that. They don't want to listen to Brian. But they can't change that station with their hands right now to something. Maybe they can. Maybe they can switch to another radio station for news. Like, imagine if you had an app that knew you didn't want to listen to that, and all of a sudden it went to a different person you like to listen to in the morning for you. It's like, that's like the X app. You can just swipe.
Over, yeah.
You know, for the, there's a For You page, which is like,
right. Okay.
That's it cool. Suggests things that you follow. So like the people you follow, who you, they interact with, it'll show you posts from them, or you can click on the next over and it's just who you follow. So say you just are following, it's your weather, you know, profile on your, and all you follow is weather updates or city updates or something. You go to that and all you see is just the profiles you follow on that, you know? Cool. So it's like, but then also you see opposite opinions to what you think too. You know, like I'll see.
As you should.
Right. Which is kind of strange to navigate, I guess.
Yeah. What's nuts is like, recently I've been, I've been listening to like a lot of like comedy shit, but there are things that like, I've been like listening to like fun facts. Mm. And this is like a crazy fun fact that I thought you guys like might like, because I don't know if you guys like kind of like want to close it down, but like I think this is kind of nuts to like think about. Stephen King is one of like our favorite writers. You guys, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oof. And yeah. So
that's a tough subject.
He is one of our favorite fucking writers, but this is a crazy thing that I thought about recently. His wife did want to go through a divorce with him at one point in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when he was listening to a song over and over and over and over again, and it was just constant, always around, like, you know, his listen, anytime he would write, he would have this song going. Can you guys guess the song?
Nope.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Mambo Number 5.
Shut the fuck up. Don't even talk to me. Are you serious?
I'm being so serious.
Really? God damn it.
So.
What?
What? So hold on.
What fucking book was he writing?
So during, you guys remember that time?
Now I want to know.
You guys remember that time? Because we grew up on.
Look me in the eyes right now.
I swear to God.
Oh, you're fucking God. With me.
I swear to God.
Do you guys remember watching WB cartoons in the morning?
Hold on.
Right?
I knew this topic is
going to. Lou Bega!
We have a chance to dive into this. So this is a topic God. I think we should dive into.
Hold on.
Lou Bega.
Bench, 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 bench,
bench. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the house. Okay. Bench, bench. Who the look the star around the corner. Chance Jimmy Juice, but I really don't want to.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go on. What are you going to say?
So.
He knows the words.
Great song. Mm. They even did a thing with Disney. Don't doing care. Like a fucking remix version of it with Daffy Duck and fucking. Yeah. I mean, it was great.
It was on
great.
Radio Disney. Anyways. Dude.
So Stephen King listened to this song on
Steve repeat. Listened, and his wife it. Came up to me. She's like, I'm going to leave you.
I don't fucking blame
she
her.
She came up to you.
She came up to me and said, hey, listen, yeah. I'm going to leave Steve. Yeah. You better let him know. And I was like, listen, I'll let him know. He's writing a buddy. But. No, but yeah, so the story goes is that he was always bumping the song, Mr. Mamba Number 5, and
horrible.
His wife was always like,
I don't
like,
fucking blame her at all.
Listen, you keep playing it, we're done.
We're done.
And he was like,
Mambo Number 0, bitch.
Bitch, you don't understand, this is my this. Fucking muse.
This is my muse. This is my...
This what is the my fuck,
he's gonna Mambo Number 6-9 his marriage, dude. Yeah.
What? Do we know what book he was writing?
I mean, I don't think there.
Because now I'm interested.
There's no like.
Wait, is that, there a hint? The is there a little hint of Lou Bega in that
that's
story?
The end of the story?
No. So
it is.
That is. The
turns
end
out Lou Bega was banging.
No, like that's his process. The funny thing is that's. Can you imagine our favorite writer again? Stephen
oh, it's
King,
his process.
And
yeah.
This is his process of just banging out fucking.
He's like, look, I don't. I fucking hate it just as
I
much
hate
as you
it
do.
Just
but,
as much as you guys probably. But
it's working.
It works.
Yeah.
But also, what I trip out about also like during this whole thing is. Is there a song that we listen to?
Yes, I'll tell you one.
Hold
right
on.
Now. I'll tell it to you right now.
And over.
Yes.
And and to almost to the point where even our loved ones are like, hey, man.
Dude, I drive my coworkers
you need
crazy.
To knock it the fuck off.
I'll tell you what it is. You want me to tell you what it is?
What is it?
All right. What is it? What is it? Tell us. It better be a fucking good one.
It's a Foreigner song.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Don't stop. Believe
I don't know if that's is it.
So I give a lot of instructions to people.
Land down under. Bow chicka, bow chicka.
We give a lot of instructions to people as they're leaving after
yeah, you do, yeah.
You know, various operations and stuff, and like a lot of times you're saying the word take time, take a little time, take rest, you know, whatever. You gotta rest a few days, take some time to rest.
Take a shit.
So the song. I'm gonna take a little time.
Oh, God.
A little time to think things over. Dude, and I just, you know, I wanna know what love is. I wanna know what love is. Right, dude. I'm not, boys, we're going on a solid 2 months. 2 months. I will just like, I'll hear various words in a certain order, and I'm just like,
I need to hear that song.
Yeah, I gotta read between the lines, like
God.
And you'll, everybody that's working. Oh my God! Oh my God! Shut the fuck up! Just like,
that's fucking funny, dude.
And I'll just get loud. I'll just sing it louder. I wanna know. Yeah. Yeah. And then like the patients are high as fuck, dude, because they're just waking up and they're just like, I love this song. Just,
I fucking love you, Kevin. Oh, yeah. All right, you're
going to
take some time. Your wounds are
going to
heal, but listen.
God. Take some time. Yeah. Wow. This has been fun. This has been...
Hold on. One more.
He's got one more.
What is your song?
Oh.
My song? We didn't ask. What's your song? What is that song for you that you just, you know, damn well... People are fucking Jesus. Billy, again?
I don't think I have a song, But I definitely talk about Warhammer way too fucking much. Warhammer. Like, I will find a way to bring it up in a conversation, like I just did right now.
Wait, Warhammer. Warhammer,
yeah,
is.
You kind of forced that. That was a square peg through a circle hole right there, dude. And you just wham. Just a bit uncomfortable and confusing, but it's in. Yeah.
It's real bad. I talk about it at work. Doesn't make any. Nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Is this a band?
Be like, yeah, that's what happened when Horus did that. And they'd be like,
no, it's a game, dude.
Oh my god.
Well, it's more than just a game.
Oh my god.
It has like lore to it. It's got a story, you know, like a story to it. It's got a universe kind of vibe.
Books
to it.
And shit.
Yeah, it's books.
Yeah, dude. No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like video games are made out of it. Board yeah. games, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, I will find games. A way. Yeah. It's a. That's the problem.
You know who else is into that game? Dude, Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Yeah, Superman.
My boy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's not.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
is there a song from the game that maybe you think like.
Absolutely not. No, but it is specifically that I, and like I said, I will find a way to bring it up. Somehow, some way.
What's your favorite part about it?
Dude, everything.
Everything.
Don't get me started. Don't we'll be here for another 30 months. Minutes.
We're going to be here for another 6 hours. Well, fuck, dude. All right. Well, boys.
Little Warhammer. Oh, that's Brody. Yeah. Oh.
I like.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, it's over with that. We're done with that.
Okay. Well, guys, I think it's officially to say.
It's
officially official to say, boys. Como se dice, the Blunt Boys
are back. They're back, baby. We're back on your back.
We owe it to you guys. This is something I think that, and I know. I'm sorry. We're kind of taking along, but I'm sorry. This is something I feel like we kind of owe it to guys.
I'm sorry.
You know, to the fans, to the people that do listen. We are really going to try to work on this as more as like a this is what we want to do. This is fun. We love doing this. These are our boys. Mm-hmm. We are the Blunt Boys. We hope that you guys can indulge with us as well. Travel with us. Listen to us.
Give us
your feedback. Yeah. Don't be afraid to fucking shout out to us. Shoot us a message, or even if it's on our Instagram page, the Blunt Boys Podcast. If you guys have not heard of it, please follow it. If you guys have not heard us on any of our platforms, please follow us. We love your support, and we can't thank you guys enough for even giving us a second chance back in our relationship. Because you know, we fucked up, but you know, we're ready to come back.
No, we didn't fuck up. We did not. You know why we didn't fuck up?
We did a little soul searching,
and everyone does it.
Back. We had to go find ourselves over in Europe. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Now we're back.
Mm-hmm. We have clean toes. Mm-hmm. Toes in the sand. Asses. Listen,
I think what Artie's saying is we're reaching out to you, and it's okay if you reach out back.
Please do.
With toes.
And we'll touch tootsies.
And please let us know anytime you guys ever do see us in the streets, if you guys ever do ever, whatever. Please do give us a shout out, because we do appreciate that.
And don't show us your fucking feet.
I would love to see your feet. And if you need to give me a ride home, yeah, I might even ask that you see my feet.
You say if you need to give me a ride home. Slip that in there.
I love you guys. Funny. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys so much for even listening to today's podcast. But if not, we'll check you guys on the next one. Mm. We love you guys.
So much.
Jesus.
Till next time.
Blunt Boys. See y'all.